Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council to begin process of repealing local hate crimes ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council is set to take its first formal step this evening toward repealing the city's controversial hate crime ordinance, a measure that narrowly passed and sparked months of public debate. The ordinance, adopted in 2023 by a 4-3 vote, made it a misdemeanor to commit malicious harms against someone based on race, religion, sexual orientation, gender, or other protected traits. Supporters said it was meant to send a message of inclusion and ensure local law enforcement could address bias-related incidents, but opponents argued it was unnecessary and duplicated existing state and federal laws. On October 21st, council members voted 4-3 to have city staff draft a motion to repeal the ordinance and remove all related references from the Gillette City Code. Tonight's regular city council meeting begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall and will include a public hearing giving residents the opportunity to speak for or against the repeal before the council takes its first of three required votes on the matter. Mayor Shay Lundvall, who allowed the ordinance to take effect without his signature in 2023, previously said he didn't support the measure but didn't believe a veto was the right move at the time. If the repeal passes all three readings in the coming weeks, Gillette would officially remove its hate crime ordinance from city law, marking a significant shift in the city's approach to addressing bias-related offenses. Precorp files PSC paperwork for cost of power adjustment. On Friday, October 31st, Powder River Energy, or Precorp, officially filed the application paperwork for a cost of power adjustment with the Wyoming Public Service Commission. According to a press release from Precorp, Basin Electric Power Cooperative, Precorp's wholesale power supplier announced an approximately 9.8% increase in 2026 power costs. Precorp staff calculated the impact of the increase for its various rate classes. Although wholesale power costs are significantly increasing, residential members will see about a 1% rate increase due to the balancing mechanism built into the cost of power adjustment, which reconciles cost annually. For a residential customer using an average of 1,200 kilowatts per month, the rate change will result in an increase of about $1 to $2 per month. This amount will vary based on individual usage. These estimates are also preliminary, however, and are subject to change. Rate calculators can be found on Precorp's website to determine how your power bill may be affected. Basin has cited several reasons for seeking the additional revenue. The primary reason is the Bismarck-based power generator is raising capital to build new generation stations in its service territory. These stations are needed to supply adequate power for the growing appetite for electricity in the central United States. Details and specific numbers remain under review. Go to precorp.coop for information updates, rate calculators, and PSC docket information. Precorp CEO Brian Mills will host a telephone town hall meeting for members on Thursday, November 20th at 6:30 p.m. to offer additional details. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.